I want you to allow your eyes to close. Close them down comfortably. And I'd like you to become aware of your breathing. See if you can feel the coolness of your breath as it enters your mouth or nostrils. Noticing your chest as it rises and falls, expands and contracts, all in an easy and natural rhythm. Your own perfect natural rhythm. Just breathing in and out. In and out. Just allowing your awareness to focus on your breath. And now just allow your awareness to remain focused on your breath. As you allow yourself to quieten and deepen, and begin to notice that as you allow your breath to become more and more relaxing, that it's a natural thing, that you don't need to make any conscious effort to breathe. And from this point onwards, you can allow yourself to simply rest on your breath. Rest and relax. Knowing that the more you relax, the deeper into calmness you go. And the deeper your mind goes, the more you can relax. Allowing your mind, with all of its awesome power, all of its awareness, to become more aware and to work on your behalf, to effortlessly understand and absorb positive ideas and allow them to become a part of you for as long as is of use. Now, you've spoken to me about a nervousness that happens before and perhaps during gatherings of a more personal nature. When you've been asked to address or speak to a group of people, and whether it's pre-worry before an event of this nature, or panic during the event, let's quickly scan a timeline so that we can adjust the process of memory retrieval when concerned with an old anxiety or nerve-creating speech. Now I want you to imagine that you're standing on a line, a timeline that represents your life. Your past is stretching out in one direction, your future stretching out in the other. So imagine floating out of yourself for just a moment. And I want you to float up, up and above your timeline now, so that you can look down upon your entire life. And from this perspective, you'll begin to notice the different points on your timeline. Each point representing an event. So I want you to now take a look back. Take a look back along your timeline now to a point where you had to speak in public, let's say at a social gathering. Something that's not 100% business oriented. A situation that's more of a personal speech to friends, family, or colleagues. This is a talk that you may have been nervous beforehand. You may have felt uneasy during moments of the speech. I'll give you a moment to focus in on one particular time, one particular place, one particular event. Choose one now. And as you imagine that event, as you focus in on that event, I want you to imagine that you're watching that particular memory, that event, play out on an old black and white TV. Now this TV is so old that it still has an aerial on the back of it, and a dial to tune in the channel. So take a moment to watch yourself in this memory play out on that black and white TV. I want you to replay that memory. Notice where you were at the time, what the room was like that you were in. Perhaps you may have been on a stage or standing around a table or in a restaurant. What were you wearing? What were the people like that you were speaking to? And as you watch yourself, notice how grainy and fuzzy this memory looks when it's on this old black and white TV. And how the sound sounds like an out-of-tune car radio, hissing and crackling. And as you continue to watch yourself, this picture quality just seems to get worse and worse, like it's continuing to go out of tune. Perhaps you want to reach out now and try and tune in the TV channel with the dial, and notice how the more you try to tune it in, the worse it gets. It soon becomes harder and harder to see the picture. It becomes harder to hear the sound. And as it becomes harder to hear, it becomes harder to remember. The picture of that event, it's now almost all fuzzy. Perhaps you can't even make yourself out, as your memory just begins to fade into static. And the sound, it's now just a crackling white noise. So look next to the screen, and you'll see the big power button, the type that you have to push in all the way until you feel the clunk of the switch. Reach out now and push the button in. And as you release that button, watch as that fuzzy memory seems to immediately condense into a tiny white spot in the middle of that dark screen before slowly disappearing completely. And at that point, you can feel a sense of calm relaxation. All that hissing and crackling and fuzzy picture just turns into darkness and silence, giving you a sense of calmness in the fact that this old memory no longer affects you now. So let's flip the tables. Now, I want you to imagine what it feels like to feel confident. Imagine what it feels like when you feel confident. A confident stance might be standing up tall and upright, chest puffed out, maybe hands on your hips like Superman would stand. I want you to think now of something that really inspires you, perhaps maybe a person you admire, or maybe a time, a place, a situation, or an event where you just felt unstoppable in the moment. It could have been a business situation where you made a deal or something happened positively and you felt full of confidence at that time, unbeatable. Every second of this particular moment was exactly as it should be. And I want you to really get a sense of how good you feel when things are going well. How settled and how powerful you feel when it's all going right. Now think about where this feeling of greatness is within your body. Think about where this feeling is, where it's located. And if it isn't there already, I'd like you to push this feeling deep into your stomach, this confident feeling. Let it fill up your stomach. And I want you to have this confident feeling in that stomach begin to spin around. Spin this confident feeling around inside you and allow that feeling to amplify and get stronger and stronger as it spins, even more good feelings. And the faster this feeling spins, the more confident you feel. That's right, you can feel amazing just amplifying this confidence. So calm at the same time, so focused yet so confident. Bigger, better, stronger, and just feeling unstoppable. Now I want you to take that feeling we've created within you, and I want you to return to the same point on your timeline that we just made disappear into that old TV screen, but this time, I want you to float yourself back inside that full memory back again. I want you to float into your younger self, keeping all these amazing feelings of confidence spinning within you. You may even notice a small amount of adrenaline feeling rush through you, just the right amount to help you perform even better, to give you an edge, to make you feel on top form, feeling great. So this time I want you to take a look around that room you're in now, feeling confident and focused this time. Notice what colour the walls are, what colour people are wearing. Amplify those colours, turn them up, make them brighter, bold and vivid in your mind. And as you start to speak, notice now how confident your voice sounds, and how calm and focused you feel inside as you shine with confidence, because it doesn't matter what people think, that's none of your concern. What you have to say is important. You're speaking to these people from the heart. You're there to share your sentiments, your energy, your positivity, and notice that the more you speak, the easier it gets, the more fun it becomes as you look around the room. You continue to talk with clarity, just feeling how this confidence flows through your body, flows through your mind, flows into each word, how it adds this sense of power and authority to what you have to say. And as you reach the end of your talk, you can feel a tremendous amount of satisfaction, this feeling of achievement, a feeling of accomplishment, and a sense that you can perform like this whenever you want to, that sense that you want to do it again because you enjoyed it so much, you're looking forward to doing it again. Now I want you to float once more up above your timeline and come back to the present day. This time, as you look out to the future and think about public speaking to a group of family or friends, this time you can begin to feel a sense of excitement, anticipation. You can begin to look forward to the occasion as something to really enjoy. I want you to look forward along your timeline now to an event in the future where you've been asked to speak in public. It doesn't matter if you can't think of an exact one that's booked in for you. You could use your imagination, but if you have an event in the future where you need to speak, let it come to mind now. Look along that timeline to this event. And as you scan that timeline forward and you find that event, I want you to feel the same sense of excitement that you felt last time. That sense of calm focus. Notice how just thinking about speaking to these people or being in front of these people, it triggers these feelings of confidence, this energy within. and this cool, calm focus. So float yourself up once more now. Float up. Move forward into the future, to this event. And float downwards now and land just behind your future self. That's right. I want you to float down into the situation and land just behind your future self. Your future self is just about to speak to perhaps a larger audience than you anticipated. You might never have spoken to this kind of large audience before, I don't know, but either way you can feel excited. As you stand there, you can watch your future self, noticing how he's standing, perhaps hands by his hips. Maybe he's holding something, I don't know. His chest is puffed up. He looks so confident. He's got a look of calm power within him. Maybe there's a smile on his face as he scans the room, looking at the eyes of each individual person. He's got this energy that just seems to put everyone comfortably at ease. This future self looks incredibly confident. He loves talking to this audience. He knows them all. Especially people he trusts and loves and respects. He knows what he has to say is important. So he talks. And as he does so with clarity and confidence, just relaxed and at ease within himself. He's a master of public speaking. He speaks calmly, with excellence. Watch how your future self engages with the audience. One person at a time. The eye contact. Scanning eye to eye around the room. Noticing the smiles. Notice the charisma within him. He's unlocked and it feels so natural. Notice how he moves. How he perhaps uses hand gestures. How the size of the audience doesn't matter. And as you watch him, imagine now floating forwards into his body. Float yourself into his body right now. Into your future self. See through his eyes. Notice the bright, vivid colours all around. Begin to feel what he's feeling. That small amount of adrenaline, the confidence as you speak, the excitement, the fun as you enjoy this moment. And notice how calmly and clearly you're speaking. Slowing it down, speaking clearly. All the right words come to mind. Sometimes without even needing to think about them, they just flow so naturally. Notice how powerful your frame feels. The way you're standing there, just showing calm confidence, friendly gestures, how everything now happens so naturally and flows so easily as you speak. Listen to how your voice projects. Confidently, right out there to the audience, at just the right pitch, just the right volume for the room. You don't even have to think about it now, it just happens. So take a moment to really get a sense of what it feels like to be this future you. And now, just as easy as you floated into the future you, you can float back out again. And as you float back out, notice how you can still hold on to those feelings. You can still feel the amazing feelings from within the future self. How fantastic you feel. You can still feel the confidence, the charisma, the excellence, and know that these wonderful feelings will return the moment you step up to deliver a speech. So take this experience back with you now, and float yourself back to the present day. Notice how different you feel now, how calm and relaxed you feel. Looking out towards the future again, notice that future self. and notice how this future self is looking back at you. So step forward now, see how clear and straight the path is in front of you. And with each step, you can feel yourself becoming the person you want to be. You can feel this confidence growing within your body. Notice this calm focus, this desire to speak in public, the feeling that you can do it now, so naturally and so easily. In a moment, as I count up to five, you'll be feeling more and more alert, and when you awake on five, you may not feel instantly different, but deep down inside you know that these changes have been planted, these changes have happened. They're just ready to ignite when necessary. So let's begin with 1, 2, 3, becoming more alert now, 4, slowly starting to open those eyes, and 5, feeling fully refreshed, wide awake. Open your eyes, and welcome back.